Hello world, it's August 12, 2010, and you're just in time for today's podcast, Yad Info Podcast. Today we'll be looking at a few topics, some of which are police sergeant charged with murder of Chin Sing. Contractor general gets 100% compliance from public bodies.
Yay!
Bolt plays number two to American I want to be a teacher.
A lawyer.
A doctor.
Repay your student loan. Please let me.
Oh, thank you, Romina. Ladies and gentlemen, this week we have another one of our bloggers for the past couple of weeks.
We've been introducing
the bloggers for the Yad Info podcast, yardinfo.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
Today we have Romaine Reynolds with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for introducing us. I'm Andrew Hewitt, and with me is
Christopher Johnny Daly.
In the building.
That's correct.
What Romaine. What a week.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Romaine, I would have squeezed it, but there's a camera here present.
Chris, every week. Me care, the young ladies them come here, just take a sit on them. What
man? What do you mean? Young ladies, hello? I know that's not. For young ladies, that's the correct gender, they're all beautiful. And Romaine, it's a good thing, send me some ring for your finger, so, Romaine. Remember me
call you. Buckfield, send on.
Camera, remember send me call Romaine, remember, a camera is in here now. A camera is in here.
Oh, God.
As you mentioned, Buckfield, a camera is in
here. That's right, a cell phone camera.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So you have to be careful everything where you do on camera right now.
I hear a man calling, a man that was a former head of the media association,
mm-hmm.
called station, and very upset that everybody's talking about the
can
camera.
Can you say who it is?
I think it's Desmond. I don't remember my name.
Desmond Allen.
Yeah, him, right? Desmond. I seem to be not too shabby. Yeah. And him. Yeah. Him calling us and very upset. Mm. The people are talking about the camera and the images. Come on, there's a post-mortem. And the investigation is supposed to take place.
So
come on.
What is the point?
Come on.
All of that taking
there'd be no investigation and nothing except the CCN report.
If there wasn't a camera.
If there wasn't a camera.
So that was needed to start the whole investigation.
Yeah, but I understood his point. Yeah. Say it shouldn't be needed. But we know, say, hello. If the image was recorded and put out there.
There would be no autopsy to prove. The autopsy would have been done, you know.
Of course.
But it wouldn't have been used to prove that.
No, because that man never gone and was attacking police with stones.
With stone and buckle. One
and
pebble.
They're two shots.
I don't see no buckle and one pebble. You understand?
The camera never zoom in. There's a pebble there. A little splinter of buckle.
I don't
was
know.
On the ground.
Well, the latest is that the policeman who was caught on candid camera
DPP.
Shooting Ian Chin Sing Lloyd.
Me said them kill Chin Sing. Me said them kill Chin Sing.
Oh, mama.
Me kill Chin Sing. But nobody not talk about what the little bit kill Chin Sing
kill. The policeman has been charged with murder.
Yeah.
The constable, it's been recommended by the DPP that the constable be
charged.
No, not necessarily charged, but receive departmental action.
What?
Because he, by his own testimony, he was acting on instructions, and even even Les Green has acknowledged that he said he was acting on instructions. Doesn't mean that he's gonna get off scot-free because of that.
Me and also that this police are script though, you know. Yeah. I was acting on instructions.
It sounds like a CCN script. Huh?
Yes, ma, you mean the police have certain rules, and that instruction is one of them.
You want to get into the whole because Romaine has been champing at the bit, you know.
Yeah.
About this whole thing of what happened to Lovita.
Want to leave
it? Exactly.
We're
making a martyr out of this man.
Nobody's making a martyr out of him, and this is why I have a problem. We're not trying to say that Chin Sing is an angel, and we're not saying that he did not deserve to be punished. The only thing we are saying is do this thing the right way.
There's a good coming out of Chin Sing.
That's right.
Chin Sing. Let me tell you what the good coming out of Chin Sing. Well, I listen to Romaine. Don't get me vexed. I know me passionate about the woman. But I'm saying, if they never catch the killing of Chin Sing, the CCN reports, now when we hear them, at least we can question them and say, strike one, Chin Sing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like a Chin Sing to you? We can always use other reference. But the woman,
know.
No. Who is the lady?
We all know and, that this has been going
that,
on.
And does that
the
mean we should have accepted
everybody,
it?
I am not saying we should, but everybody's jumping up and down now, all up in arms about this
we
thing.
We have an example.
Because all of a sudden it's actually in your face. But we know it's been happening.
But we have a real
life
testimony. Why
haven't we done something about it before?
Because
all of
we
a sudden,
didn't have
because
evidence.
We didn't have the real life
we
testimony.
Never have the camera. Video.
Image it. Hello? Some plug out. Who plug out something? Who plug out something?
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to apologize for that break in transmission due to a power outage.
Mr. Limkilly program, Mr. Limkilly program. Caravan, much of everything. We're back.
In a plug. Caravan, man.
The caravan can't run the camera. What's going on here? Everything get mashed up. But Romaine, we were saying, who's that lady? Who's the woman that was murdered?
We're not hearing anything.
What's your name?
Lovita. I think it's Lovita Brown. She was actually his common law wife, you know.
I woman.
Yep.
Me, I said, told him a fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, according to what I, you know, heard, what I've read. Can't say I don't know these things. I wasn't there. But they were fighting, and she some knife came into play.
Yeah, some knife came into play. Well, he apparently, I mean, from the story, same thing I say, we hear.
Yeah.
He's the one who come harass the woman.
And she fight him back.
And yes.
And then him stab her, kill her.
She decided to put up a fight. And,
God
and,
of
and
mercy.
He stabbed her.
She have family down there.
She has children. And,
okay.
In addition to that, you know, the residents of Buckfield was fed up with him, and she probably has other family there as well.
I don't think she have any. A lady on the radio interviewed on Nationwide Radio in the morning said she don't think she have no family down there.
Oh.
From Buckfield. Yeah.
Okay.
It, boy, yeah. Just
so, I mean, nobody's defending.
Where's her story, you know? Man?
What would you want the story to be? How does the story change the fact that this policeman should not have murdered Chin Sing? That's all we're saying, you know?
He should have murdered.
Self-defense.
Rosemary, no.
Self-defense of a lady that's
the
already dead.
The man was a chance to own the squad to death.
With the
pebble. Man had to defend
with
himself.
With the pebble. With the two broke foot and the broke ribs and the broke shoulder.
That is the next thing. Because, I mean, when you look on Ching Ching by the ground, it look like him can't even...
When Ching Ching get his shot, you know, normally man like get up and run.
Yeah.
Ching Ching roll. Jesus. When Ching Ching pick up a bullet, Ching Ching roll a poor thing.
Let's not get this twisted. You know,
the other part I mean, I like doing it, Angel. But the whole thing, I tell you what I like about the whole
situation.
Thing now. Yeah, all the ugliness now. Chin Ching get one shot on camera. And the autopsy said Chin Ching dead at two shots.
No, but that's possible.
It's actually two wounds.
Two wounds.
But
oh, two
shot.
Wounds.
It was a left forearm.
That's
a left
like
abdomen.
They don't come in a jail.
So more than like it was a defensive wound.
A two wound.
Yeah, but and same shot.
Exists. So in Gosso, but the same shot got somewhere, got two different parts.
Right.
And shot travel me, you know.
Yeah,
that's having a while something happened to me.
That's right. So that's why you better pray no police don't come out your yard for you.
Me?
Yeah.
They're not going my head for me, man. We give them joke, then keep them going to the walls, come on.
Hey, let us hope so.
Look here. What's going on?
But yeah, the sergeant has been charged. And we'll see what happens.
We really can't talk about the case. We're not supposed to talk about where the case is going to go.
No, we can't talk about it.
You know, where the case is going to go before the judge thing. Right?
No, we can't talk about it.
But he's been charged for murder. What
it's
do you
in
think?
The public
what story. Do you think out there in the
before
podcast?
Before we even talk about even he's... being charged for murder, where it will go, you know that they're saying that video cannot be allowed into evidence in the court.
A fool! Let me tell you something. Because I can't find the person who recorded the video.
What they're saying is, and I wish we could have spoken to someone from the DPP's office, but I don't think video evidence is allowed. We don't have it in legislation to allow video evidence in the court, and that is what
evidence
is.
Evidence.
So
I mean, video evidence.
We have.
Well, there's a fingerprint, a footprint, or a video print.
That probably are centuries old, or decades
Listen,
old.
We
that
have
doesn't
too much,
allow for
we
video
have
evidence.
Too much problem. That's our problem.
So this
with
is
the
one
justice.
Of the reasons why they're insisting that they need to find
the person
to who
verify
did
that
the video.
No doctoring went on.
No, but they don't need a person to verify that. That's what's so sad. They can basically get a video expert to check the video and to ensure.
So you don't think with the death of Chin Ching, we're going to try and change some legislation to make sure that video evidence is admissible?
It's been on the cards for some time now, because what they want is for witnesses who are afraid to turn up in court to be able to make their state their case on camera and they present that video evidence in court, and they've been arguing for it for some time. The police.
So, if the police can use, hold on, if the police can use video evidence, I think we need to check that in the Andrew. Because if the police can use video evidence, like the one they reported in Maypen, for the capture of the man who licked down the man and licked down the man in Maypen, and then use video to capture the car.
Because
there's you know that there's video technology being used in Maypen.
You have to differentiate between whether they use that video evidence to catch someone and then to file charges, or whether they use that video evidence in court to convict them.
But then the same evidence support the man decides to contest the case. Then the same evidence police are going to draw back from.
Well, I guess what they would do is also draw on witnesses. Once they have the person, they say, well, all right.
But you can do the same thing in a boat instance.
Yeah, you're not the same boat in Virgin. I think this is rubbish.
We need a man. Come use your influence to Andrew and get somebody from the DPP. Right. What about Miss Llewellyn? Sorry, to come in here and deal with it. We are a podcast. We're the biggest podcast.
I'm going to use me. Influence.
Number one podcast.
I'm going to use me.
And Miss Llewellyn coming here. And I like women with space between them teeth.
You like the gap?
Yes.
All right.
I like women with gap.
So, moving from the DPP to the OCG.
You have any gap, my dear?
Let me see. We just want to highlight very quickly that the Office of the Contractor General, and I'm asking the cameraman, please, the Office of the Contractor General is recording 100% compliance from all public bodies for the sixth consecutive quarter. So for all those, Jack B. Nimble and the rest of them, who be running off the mouth about whether or not he's doing a good job. The important thing about this, you know, is that it's for six consecutive quarters.
The boss didn't work, man.
All public bodies. And we're talking about, it's not a case where, all right, no, because corruption stamp out no business or no money can't make. Mm. We're talking about record contracts. The last quarter, I think they say it was there was a record number of contracts, 11,800.
I shouldn't be shocked. And that's supposed to happen. So that means, you know, like because the system, because we're so used to doing the wrong thing or the bad thing
that
or
is
not
it.
Not enough.
That is it.
Just enough.
Like killing.
We have to recognize things like 100% because it's an awe thing. Mm. Oh my God, we're actually
and it should be the norm.
It should be the norm. Yeah. God knows it should be the norm.
But you know what was the norm?
Wow.
We're coming from 13% compliance.
I mean, and if nobody run the
before Mr. Christie came in.
If nobody run the OCG, then we don't can't do exactly. Our offer though.
And now he's in.
Mr.
We
Christie,
have 100% compliance. And
Mr.
We have
Christie,
record
are the
numbers
boss.
Of contracts.
Mr. Christie, you might can us regularly go to the movies by yourself, but you are the boss. You might can go to the supermarket, go walk freely and buy things without no body guard running, but you are the boss.
Well, that's what you did. I said about Bolt the other day, but what you say now?
Bolt?
You know, you get Bolt get beaten by an American guy.
Hello. American name
Tyson Gay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody jig up the man, you know, because you know, say me normally you take a bit. But me know, say if I was Mr. Gay, I would have been very upset when I come to Jamaica and I saw people chomp up on my name, you know.
Yeah.
Come as it was a poor name.
No, but what
is supposed to represent you.
He is an American and his name is Gay. Him,
and I'm very pro. You ever say my name is Tyson Gay? Yeah, man, time calling names powerfully.
Yeah.
Yes. And we said both us beat Mike. Both came
number two to him.
Don't like that statement.
Two Saturdays ago.
All right, I'm going to tell you something about both. Right? Mm-hmm. We have to forgive him.
We have to forgive
yes!
him?
Yes!
Why?
We have to forgive him.
Before, as a matter of fact, less than a week before Bolt got run the race, Bolt their ATI
that
party.
Is why we have to forgive him. As a man in a Jamaican now.
Yeah.
As the fastest man on the world.
Yeah.
I would have Haiti high. Haiti high.
Yeah.
Okay. And you there with a nice, beautiful girl. Good. And she mash up your back. As a man, no,
Chris,
come on.
Chris.
I have to forgive him.
Chris.
Listen up.
I have to forgive him. And I don't know if Mr.
Here.
Bolt took on an extracurricular activity.
You know why? It's unforgivable. Because up to a few days, I shouldn't say a few days, probably about a week and a half before the race, it wasn't even just going to be Bolt and Gay. No, it was going to be Bolt, Powell and Gay. This would have been the biggest race
probably
since the Olympics.
Probably knows if an ATI come
this
and get my mash up.
This would have been the biggest race since Beijing 2008. And you there, a Negrilla party.
Man, build up the money. Make me build up the money. Cancel a couple of them and build up the money, man. What you mean?
What I'm saying is that Bolt should have been preparing for two athletes.
Of course he was preparing. But there was another athlete who took him on whenever even in the race. Should have skipped him to 80 high.
No,
talk it to you. You know what I'm saying? He went to a specialist right in Germany, according to what I've read.
Yeah.
And the doctor said him in fine back. And nothing I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But mash up.
So then, who you think responsible for that?
The girl give him 9.69.
This is the winner.
You get a 9.69. Mash him up.
What the next story? So Bolt has ended this season, and we're going to end this topic.
Hey, I should have mashed up for the regular time, you know, for the entire 2010 season. Done him.
Oh God, Johnny,
that kind of girl.
Boys want to retread. What's going on? Talking about that, can we move on to the teeth? Honest to God, now, what kind of invention is Romaine? Romaine. What kind of invention is that now? Is a man or a woman invented?
You know, that's a funny thing.
All right, so there's a new female condom that Dr. Neil Persad Singh spoke about recently.
Feel about this condom?
In one of the papers. This female condom has teeth.
A wicked person.
So it is a condom that will help protect women from rapists.
Wicked person, man.
Yeah, the idea is that when a man inserts his instrument, there are hooks that will penetrate into that instrument. The device is very painful, and once it is on, the man cannot pee or walk, nor can he remove it. It has to be removed by a doctor.
What a wicked.
So he's recommending that some enterprising young lady, Romaine Q, start to import this device into the
Romaine, honestly, why would you want to wear it? That is the first thing. What kind of anticipation? What kind of missing button? Okay, so it's this. But all you know, you're gonna get raped. We are working with teeth.
Hello.
No, it's a Jamaican term. Nobody that's not offensive to nobody, man. No, honest to God.
Cancel a shipment.
I mean, honestly, it's a prevention method and cure. I mean,
just a walk over it.
It's not that you're planning for it, but you have it there just in case some little man get an idea. Or it could be for women who have found themselves in situations where themselves, listen, for instance, you might have a young woman who has to walk down a lonely road every night and she'll come from work. She knows that
I'm passive and security is putting her teeth.
That is right.
No. You can't imagine. Bizarre, I'm not going to the bathroom to see if I'm going to put it by. Hit that. So, no, can you make sure that condom will be good, you know?
In case what?
In case it bite them.
So, I'm wondering now how she put it in and take it out because she use her finger to put it in or to remove it. She can't get bite by her finger.
Oh, Romaine, I'm sure you're doing research
so
on
silent.
It.
What happened?
I'll just have a string to pull it back out. Romaine, is that maybe that string?
I'm looking into the research.
Okay. Because him says it's like a tampon.
Oh, yes. It's
so it might be a string.
But Johnny,
You're very knowledgeable. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I have a woman on my left. I have three sisters. I want to you. Can't fool me. I have three sisters and a girl. Can't fool me. I come talk about chest when she not see. I want to you, Angel.
Johnny.
For all these things.
UK police. I seek in a Jamaican macho transvestite.
I am not there. It's not me. Let's have that very clear.
So this is a transvestite, 36-year-old Christopher Brown in the UK.
Yeah.
Who apparently is a drug dealer.
Why name Christopher again? Why the Christopher them love the weak thing? You don't understand? No, why the Christopher them love the weak thing? So?
And
but don't like it.
He apparently gets around by, you know, dressing up as
a girl.
As a girl.
And talk like a girl. So and I'm sound like a girl.
High-pitch voice. We see him picture in the paper and I tell her that's not look like a girl, you know.
Tough. Face chisel up.
As a matter of fact, the face have some cut on it.
Jesus!
But I have a very
high 15, man.
He is referred to, him alias is macho.
Good. It depends on how I'm dressing in England, you know. Yeah. If I'm just like a little punk rap hippie, in good like that.
Punk rap hippie girl.
Punk rap hippie girl. Macho. Nice. Macho.
Oh, God. Our uncle.
What you talking about, man? Yeah, I'm getting good like that. Nah, like.
Johnny.
No, but, so, what you said? That Jamaican is sell off. I got to try that costume, man.
No, no.
Please, listen, let me have a
leave
nurse
either. Trust me.
I wonder. Yeah, I bet a theme with them, though. Theme with them must nicer than Dollar Week.
Must fit on nice, yeah. Sewing, glue.
Can look like a little.
Yes, it's a yarding for podcast one more week. Remember, you can always get in touch with us via our email, yardinfo@gmail.com, yaadinfo@gmail.com.
Bold, big up,
sir. At yardinfo.com as well. And, our voicemail is 206-333-1769. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfopodcast, or Twitter, twitter.com/yardinfo.
Yeah, Andrew, eat us up at Facebook.
Johnny,
yeah.
The biggest story of the day of Reggie, the week.
We don't want to talk about that story.
Eh?
We don't want to talk
about I have here with me, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't want to talk about
the
it.
The audit they document. Don't want to talk about. That was, I don't know if it was leaked or released, but the audit that was done by the PAI, the Ministry of Finance.
Yeah, the auditors.
Yeah, the Public Accounts Inspectorate on the Student Loan Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Johnny, I understand how you don't want to talk about this topic. You know?
I don't want to talk about
it,
man.
The executive director, Mrs. Lenise Barnett, has been fired. That is a fact.
Yeah.
And there are some allegations in this audit document.
Yeah.
That are egregious, to say the least.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a body.
Yeah.
That threatens students, poor people, who can't afford for a college and have to get a loan and take out a little money and threaten them year after year. So them are going to put them picture in the paper.
When me go to the loan, they never want to give me no loan because they say me popular and me supposed to can't pay for it already.
Where you go
to
the loan?
Me never get no loan. Them can't look me name down there.
Understand?
Me name on the computer.
They threaten to put faces and names in the paper. They but, threaten right, them with legal action.
My problem is,
and when you owe $100,000, all the weight of the Student Loan Bureau comes down on you.
So what are you saying this for? That's how it's supposed to be.
An executive director who is so much in debt, who has taken all the loans available through the student loan and through different banks, and by nefarious means at that. That her paycheck literally comes to zero, and the only reason it comes to zero is because I can't go negative.
She couldn't do it by herself.
She couldn't have. That is true, because to get one of the loans, the accounts manager actually removed some deductions from her pay slip so that it would look like she's getting a higher pay. So she could go to, I think it was Jamaica National to get a loan.
Mr.
We're talking about somebody.
Mr. Fair, man.
Who's getting almost $100,000 per month?
No, zero per
paycheck.
What
kind of loan she could have had?
Zero at net per paycheck.
All lint.
How come she go home? All lint? You know about her business?
Your fees are all lint.
There's no other reason why anybody should be that much in debt at this day.
Zero per paycheck.
No, man, that sounds like another all-in victim.
Victim of circumstance.
Listen to me.
No, all right. You must, Andrew. Yeah. No, you are me, Andrew. I am glad, though, that the entire board tendered their resignation.
The whole of them figure?
Because...
Who them for sit down and allow this happen?
You know, so the second woman I hear people talk about, say, bullbuck and bulldog people. Remember that one in the Ministry of Finance? The lady was swindling 17
much
million. She was a bully.
Oh, she was a bulldog.
How come the woman and bully people? So forget the money to people. So I don't know them woman. Well, the woman made them a bully people. So the board is full of beer man. You get them to them and
they
with them.
No, but sit down, they woman bully them. They were in cahoots as well, because one of the persons who is on the board also is at Capital and Credit. Mm-hmm. And Capital and Credit is where student loan had an investment account, a clear conflict of interest.
Mm.
This lady was getting emoluments to which she was not entitled, and those emoluments ended up giving her
emolawa. What say?
She was get she did get some incentives and some benefits. So she not forget.
And you can talk something emoluments.
Make it simple for you.
Thank you, man.
Getting $114,000 additional per month. For 6 years. I don't know this are going, you know. 6 years.
A long time, man.
Now, when we do a little math, 6 times 12 are 72, 72 times 114,000. That's about $8 million extra she collect already that she's not supposed to be getting. Not to mention that she getting funds for car upkeep when she was given a 2006 Benz.
Your Bex bought it.
Of course, yeah, my Bex.
And your Bex bought it, yeah.
Of course, well, my Bex.
This is another case of the BOJ kind of thing.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars outstanding now. And it's not just a matter of her personal finances. Yeah. The finances of the student loan bureau is in shambles.
What are you?
$160 million they have to write off last year.
Andrew, don't get upset.
They cannot account for.
Andrew, don't get upset, man. Remember the place in the loans bureau? The place is a loans bureau.
So everybody's supposed to get loan.
Everybody get a loan.
No, Janet, all right.
I believe, I'm bet you say, check the records on that place then.
Tell me
everybody
what,
get a loan from that place.
No, and that is the problem.
Who never get a loan?
Imagine that there are facilities there to allow all staff members
to get a
to
loan?
Access loans for housing
and
housing
everybody get it.
She's the only person that access it. And she don't allow anybody else to access it. She have CCTV cameras in everybody's office.
Bath.
A boss, you call it.
A boss running that. Nobody. A Sheen and Prezi.
Listen, $160 million.
A Sheen and Prezi.
You're pressuring a little bit to them. I said, listen, you know, them just start working, you know, 99% of them don't start off with a big pay job. If
the
they get a
student loan bureau.
Yeah? And you are pressuring the pit to them about the money for them for pay back. And $160 million worth of loans that you disburse, you have to write off because you cannot account for who get the money.
She was a
you
student.
You don't know which institution get it. You don't know which person get
she
it.
She was a student. Don't laugh, man. She was a student.
Yeah,
she must be going to go big school.
As the cameraman asked, who was watching the watcher?
Yeah.
Who did I get the bodyguard? It's why? A shame. She, you know that 2006 Benz. Right now, if you get a 2006
yeah,
Benz,
I know
Johnny,
she drive.
You wouldn't want it.
Me? 2006 Benz? Mm-hmm. I'd sell it and buy two houses.
Well, tell you what, the 2006 Benz was not enough. Apparently.
How much money for that? About 70 million now?
Because that had to part. She insisted that she wanted a 2009 Prado for field visits.
Three little one room apartment.
I don't know what kind of field visit you're going to make as the head of the student loan bureau. How what kind of feel her bushy I go with her Prado. But she parked the Benz park with 10,000 kilometers upon the speed of it, upon the odometer. And she have the Prado driving up and down as her own personal vehicle.
Prado could have sell to him like a nice little 5-bedroom.
Alright, as you say, you want a house, Johnny.
No way, sir.
But no, this is serious, man. $260 million placed in an investment account with capital and credit.
No, Andrew, go investigate the whole thing. Andrew, I'm not going to talk about this thing anymore.
Mr. Andrew Cotton, who is a board chairman, is also deputy group president at Capital and Credit Merchant Bank.
My name?
I make no allegations, I'm just stating the facts.
Robin!
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't see it. Robin, my name?
Not to mention the overtime pay. And vehicle allowance she was receiving of $1.8 million.
Andrew,
now, yes, how does an executive director get overtime pay?
Because she work overtime.
When you're in management, you're not supposed to get no form of overtime pay. She get an overtime pay. Come on,
managers
man.
Need to do overtime too.
We do. We don't get overtime pay.
Do you know? So you're a manager. Mm-hmm. You're the right to start the podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
That's why we don't get overtime pay. Because the manager them can't leave without telling anybody and then them gone. Understand?
Ah, boy. God.
They don't say the podcast.
No, this is serious. But you know what my main concern is, though?
What is your main concern? That the students won't get their money?
My main concern is that I do not want to hear that something is worked out for this lady to just pay back the money and she doesn't face the Jamaican
what do you think
courts.
She want to do?
If a little man go into a yard and thief some mango,
yeah,
him cannot tell them that he's going to give back the mango. Or he's going to get back some mango and give back. So please, you know, just don't nobody with the court thing.
Yeah.
They're going to drag him in front of court and it's up to the judge to decide whether or not they'll be lenient. Yeah. So she must face the court if it is found that she really stole or misappropriated funds.
You know that, you know, Andrew, they're true enough. Because Andrew, you heard about the case with the man with them over the 118 sticks of vegetable matter?
No, talk to me.
Weed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he went to the court, the judge charged him and charged him, I think it's $6,000 or $10,000 for the weed.
Mm-hmm.
And gave him 8 days, I think, or 10 days in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He was shocked.
He was shocked?
Yeah.
And think it's too lenient?
He think him shocked, so he said, put him in jail. He would have paid the money.
Mm-hmm.
But jail time, I'm shocking.
Right.
I'm telling him, said, apart him going.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't selling. I'm just going to a party. No, but I think
Jamaicans are getting tired of the situation where it is either the poor man or the small man who basically has to face court, has to face the justice system, has to answer and has to do time in jail. And you have another individual. You know what them call it? When you take a man, a thief, they call it a thief, you know. Yeah. You take a $2 million, you're an embezzler. We're tired of it. Everybody. Yeah, the justice system is for everybody. You know, if you did not steal the funds, if you did not misappropriate funds, if you weren't guilty of fraud, yeah, no problem. Go in front of the court, plead your case. Because I do agree with Basil Waite, you know.
Anjo for appeal.
I'm upset about this whole thing. I do think she should get her opportunity to defend herself.
Do you plan to use this leverage from this podcast to form your own political
party? To use this podcast to get the word out to people and to let them know that we're on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfo, twitter.com/yardinfo. Hey, remember, Johnny's also on Twitter, you know.
At Johnny Boss.
Johnny B-U-S-S. Alright, yardinfo.com, yardinfo@gmail.com if you want to email us, and 206-333-1769. Romain, thanks for being with us. Romain is going to be one of our contributors.
Great company.
On the blog, the blog is yardinfo.wordpress.com. Romain Lanarda and Candice, and there are going to be others, of course. Thanks again for joining us. Christopher and Romain.
Checking out, literally.
Peace.